News in brief. Shia Muslims mark Arba'een, the 40th day since the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad. Millions have converged on the Iraqi city of Karbala. That's where Imam Hussein and more than 70 of his companions were martyred more than 14 centuries ago. Gunmen attack an Iraqi television station headquarters north of the capital, Baghdad. Five journalists were killed as militants stormed the Saladin TV station in Tikrit. Last week, militants attacked the Tikrit City Council headquarters, killing three people. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad says his country is facing terrorism waged by Takfiris. He says Syria has been struck by limit and timeless terrorism. Assad has criticized Western countries for only taking their own interests in Syria into account. Political prisoners in an Egyptian jail are on hunger strike. Muslim Brotherhood says at least 450 of its jailed members are refusing to eat. The prisoners say they're refusing food because of their worsening condition in prison. They were jailed after the military overthrew the government of President Mohamed Morsi. Egyptian riot police clash with dozens of university students in the capital, Cairo. Police fired tear gas at demonstrators who were trying to reach the defense ministry. Students were protesting outside the Ain Shams University in eastern Cairo. On Sunday, a court jailed three prominent youth activists for taking part in protests. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says Tehran and the P5 plus one countries will resume expert-level nuclear talks next week. Zarif had earlier said he agreed with EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton to resume technical talks after the Christmas holidays. Lebanon's army says it's prepared to respond to any Israeli aggression. General Jean Rahwaji says the Lebanese military will implement all UN Security Council resolutions, especially 1701. Earlier this month, Israeli and Lebanese soldiers clashed near the Lebanese border. And Mikhail Kalashnikov, the designer of the world's most used rifle, the AK-47, has died at the age of 94. Kalashnikov designed the rifle in the early 1970s. It's still being used in Russia and many other countries. General Kalashnikov's creation has been described as the most dangerous weapon in the world.